Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. Tony and Buzzy, maybe you can help me with this. Women, you can't figure them out. You really can't. Yesterday,
you're just learning this?
Yeah, I know. We're driving around the countryside, me and my fiance, and we're kind of sad that we haven't been able to set up our wedding plans because this is a movable feast. I mean, everything's closed and still is, and who knows when everything is open. So that we can set it up. But I came up with a suggestion. And guys, see if this was fair. And she laughed at me when I made this suggestion. I said, why don't we get married at the Buffalo Broadcasters' next Hall of Fame meeting, okay? Because look at it like that. It's in a TV station, Channel 17. It's on television, okay? The building is already there, takes care of that. The food is great. The food is great all the time. And it takes away the who should we invite, who should we not invite discussion, because everybody I know is there in one place at one time. So if we got married, instead of the sixth speaker droning on, they could have our wedding ceremony. Everybody would see it. It would be done. It would be legal. And it wouldn't cost me anything.
Very practical.
You like that idea?
Yes, it's very practical.
What do you think, Buzz? Is that a reasonable thought?
It's the best COVID-19 altered wedding plan I've heard.
And it would probably be picked up nationally. Because here's an example of how desperate they are in Buffalo. This couple got married at the Broadcasters Hall of Fame meeting. I think it'd be great.
Actually, they snuck in without telling anyone.
Yeah, we didn't. They just allowed me to take the stage because they thought I was going to do some shtick. Instead, I called Bernadette up to the stage, and Judge Wolfgang, who's going to officiate, could be brought up on the other side. Nobody's going to mess. They might mess with me, but they sure are not going to mess with Judge Wolfgang.
No.
And then nobody would get up and leave. That would be just too bad.
Too rude.
That would be very rude, don't you think? But that's it's just a thought.
I'm liking it.
I'm liking it, too. It's really good. The fire hall was busy, and so we can get that one. Let's go to Marty in Kenmore. Marty, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. How are you today?
I couldn't be better, Marty, now that you've called and like to share your thoughts with us. What do you have?
I really do have thoughts that I'd really appreciate Buzzy and Tony's opinion as well as yourself.
Well, we usually do if it's something that they chime in on. Go ahead.
All right. what I'm really concerned about is what people now have been finding rather, I wouldn't say acceptable, but almost acceptable. As this virus has gone on, there have been, there's like 600, I think, 21 nursing homes within New York City, greater area. Now, consider that when the governor's on, he's talking about that they're almost represent 20% of the deaths in New York State. And that's represented here as well to a certain extent. But could you imagine, Sandy, if instead of 97-year-olds and, you know, 86-year-olds, if you had 20% of 7-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 10-year-olds dying in those percentages? The nursing homes today are nothing but giant petri dishes. They don't use air makeup systems because it's expensive. They don't have the heat high enough for the elderly. You know, if you look at what these are, I know you probably, I know you've dealt with, I'm sorry to say, palliative and, you know, some of the other different things as our loved ones get older. But if you think about what is happening to these people, the greatest group of people that are in the United States today are a hop, skip, and a jump away from being in those beds. But they don't see it yet. And believe me, unfortunately, I'm at the age where we started losing so many aunts, uncles, and dear friends, and have had to be in many of these nursing homes and watch how they run and what happens in them. And God bless the people working there, because it's not them. They can't work any harder than they are. But what I'd like to say is, how is it that America is not totally outraged and just standing in the streets saying, how is it okay that this many people are dying? And the governor sits there and says, oh, my mama, you know? His mama will never be in one of those facilities. She'll be at home with round-the-clock care. The majority of us, middle class and lower, are going to be in these facilities because we don't have $500,000 in the bank. So I'd really like to put it out there and see what Buzzy, Tony, you know, what do they think of when the elderly get to this point and they're the greatest portion of the citizenship of this country. What's going to happen to us?
All right. I'll tell you what. We will. The three of us will discuss it after the break, but you've given us a lot to discuss, and we will give you our opinions right after the news. Not the news, but the break. Thank you for your call. We'll be back with more after this. Regarding the last caller, I'll give you my my opinion of what I've seen and heard of so far. My sister passed about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Of COPD, but she was in the hospital when she passed. Cindy spent 14 years battling leukemia, but she passed at Roswell. But they did a great job keeping her here as long as they could. Neither had any connection with a nursing home. Anecdotally, I can tell you what I do know. It depends on what you need. You can go from light care, which is basically a little bit above babysitting, to absolutely care that medically is very, very acute, and they have to really keep an eye on you. And it depends on what you need. But nursing homes in general, there are private pay nursing homes in which you pay through whatever means, either your own cash or your insurance or whatever. And they take care of you, and I'm sure they do a good job, okay? But I didn't see it. It's just what I've heard. The more you go up the chain, the more expensive it gets. But even on the lowest level of the chain, it's extremely expensive. Let me just put it this way, okay? I hope you got a lot of piggy banks to open if you're going to get into a nursing home. The others are less expensive and depends on what you need, of course. And it depends on your insurance. And some of them accept Medicaid and some of them don't. But even the ones that don't, I think, are required to have some participation in Medicaid. Medicaid is for the very least endowed with money. Let's put it that way. That's Medicaid. And Medicaid does a good job for helping those who need it. Basically, it burns up everything you have. If you have anything in, you know, set aside, it will probably take it. It'll be gone. But that's the way it goes. I mean, this kind of I don't know how anybody can afford most of the things that are there. So that's it. They're there, and they can do it. It's expensive, and it depends on what you need. The more you need, the more it costs. Now, Tony, do you have any experience with the nursing homes at all?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do, and I don't have a favorable opinion of them. Watching my mother go through what she went through the last few years of her life, it was not pleasant. It wasn't pleasant to see her that way. I think as far as protecting the seniors and those who are in nursing homes, we need to do a better job than what we've been doing so far. And I think the buck falls stops at Cuomo's desk.
Well, if you think about it, too, we've heard about this before. Some societies revere their elder population. They understand that everything they have was they benefited from the elder population. All the things that they enjoy were set on this earth by the elder population. And when they need help, they are right there to help them. Some don't. When they recommend the herd mentality, that's not much of a code, meaning you've served your purpose, now leave. We're not going to take care of you. We're not going to help you. And the people you helped, your children, now have their own children to worry about, and they don't have time to worry about you. It's really a sad state of events. Buzzy, you're very young to have anything to do with nursing homes, but maybe an aunt or an uncle, or do you have any information for us?
You know, I have no personal experience with nursing homes, so unfortunately I cannot give a comment on this one.
Well, there are good ones, and there are some that are not so good. And it's like any other business. It is a business, but it's like any other. Some have top-flight people and top-flight programs and top-flight facilities, and you pay a lot for that. And some have lesser programs, lesser people to take care of you, and you pay a lot for that. There's no inexpensive way. And somebody pays, and somebody pays a lot. And you know, there are lawyers now that advertise. You see their advertisements, or you hear about them, or look at TV commercials where they get you ready to be a Medicaid member, of spending down what you have. In other words, you have some assets here and some assets there. And their job, which they will do for you for a fee, I'm sure, is to spend down what you have so that you will qualify for Medicaid. Now, you can't just bury it in a coffee can and put it in the backyard. There's an extensive check to see if you qualify or not. But basically, that's what we have to say. It seems now, when we get into a problem area like we have now, some people just want to put them on an ice floe like the Eskimos used to do and let them float away. Remember, the elder gave you everything you ever had and handed it to you when they passed. And someday you're going to be in the same boat as they are, and you're going to hand off everything you know and everything you did to them. And one would expect that they would treat you with some kind of respect. I don't know. I think it's the wrong thought process right now for elders, because people are so self-centered, they think that the world started the day they were born, and that you only gave birth to them or fathered them, and you're not that important once you get older. There are other things more important. Get the kids off the baseball practice. go to the school play. Who cares about mom or dad? It's pretty sad, but it's true. And I can understand why that that caller felt like that. Someday we should bring in some nursing home people and do a show. It might be very interesting, like the day we had all of the healthcare providers, presidents, in sitting on one panel, on one show, when I first came back to Buffalo. Remember that, Tony?
Yeah, that was real comfortable.
Oh, yeah. They could hardly wait to get out of there.
Oh, look at the time. I think I must be going.
Oh, look at my watch. Look, I must have missed that flight to Mars I was going to take. Now, we think we have Andrew Cuomo right after the news.
We do. I hear the terrible music in the background.
Well, here's what will happen. When the news is over, our award-winning news, I might have multi-award-winning. Three different categories. Best newscast, overall excellence, website, social media. Pretty good. Pretty good.
And all-around nice guys.
Yeah, well, three out of four ain't bad. No, I'm just kidding. No, we have great fun and great admiration for them. Congratulations. We'll either be back after the news or we won't. We'll see. We'll be back either then or tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.